Rocky Moretti. Moretti is spelled M-O-R-E-T-T-I, and I'm the Director of Policy and Research with TRIP. TRIP is a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit organization supported by the transportation community that puts out reports looking at the condition and also the performance, which includes safety and reliability of our transportation system.
You've just released a new report on rural roads and bridges in the U.S. Can you talk more about those findings?
The report points out that the nation's rural areas are critical to the functioning of the country as the most critical source of food, fiber, and energy. The report also points out that rural households are significantly more reliant on their transportation system than their urban counterparts. The data suggests that rural households are driving approximately 50% more than, again, in urban areas. So the quality of that system in terms of the condition of roads and bridges, the level of traffic safety, and also its reliability is absolutely to the to the quality of life in rural communities, but also the quality and reliability of the rural economy.
How do you go about ranking different states and issues they have in transportation?
Annually, data is provided both on the condition of pavements across the country, including in rural areas, on the condition of bridges, and also on the number of traffic fatalities that are occurring across the country. And we use that data to give us a better sense of what's happening on the nation's rural highways.
There are some key areas that stand out in need of repair. Where in the Midwest are you seeing this, and maybe specific different types of repair needed?
The report points out that there's some significant challenges on the nation's rural transportation system. The latest impact is that there's a $180 billion backlog in improvements needed for roads and bridges in rural America. If you take a little closer look at that, you'll see a number of Midwestern states, including Iowa and South Dakota, North Dakota, Missouri, a number of these states are showing up with still a high share of its rural bridges in poor condition. In fact, the report points out that 80% of bridges in poor condition across the country are in the rural areas. So that's a significant challenge. The report also points out that around a third of roads and highways in rural areas have pavements in poor and mediocre condition. That's a challenge because what we're seeing, as we're seeing continued growth in areas including agriculture and energy extraction, what we're seeing is the need for trucks and other large vehicles on our rural roadways. That's good for the economy, but obviously that's putting more stress on the system.
When it comes to safety, are there issues specific to rural areas as well?
The report notes that on average, once you leave the interstate system, the traffic fatality rate on the nation's rural roadways is approximately double all other roadways. That's a significant challenge. We also saw over the last 2 years, beginning in 2019 and into 2021, that the number of traffic fatalities in the United States and certainly on its rural roadways has increased significantly. That's a huge challenge. There's a variety, both at the national and at the state level, transportation agencies are now really coming together on a holistic, broad set of comprehensive solutions to traffic safety. And it'll be critical at all levels of government that those traffic safety improvements are put in place, because we really need to see a significant improvement in roadway safety.
Rocky, when it comes to using this information to help make repairs and build out that infrastructure, how can it be used in some of those talks and moving forward, you know, areas you'd hope to see concentration?
The report points out that based on the current level of investment in our rural roadways, that investment needs to be increased by approximately 38% so that we're able to provide a rural transportation system that is safer, that is reliable, and is also in good condition. We saw in 2021, at the end of the year, a new long-term federal transportation program was approved by Congress and signed into law by the president. That is certainly a critical next step in terms of providing additional funds. That will also need to be met by the continued efforts at the state and also local levels to make transportation investment a priority.
And any last comments to leave us with today?
When we look at traffic safety, what the research shows is that we certainly need to make sure that we have safer drivers traveling at safer speeds. We need to see further improvement in the improved safety of vehicles and also post-care crash, which is a critical issue at the rural level to make sure that we have good facilities and the ability to get people quickly to those facilities if they are injured. But most critically, we need to make roadways safer. And we know from a variety of research that if we add rumble strips and paved shoulders and better lane markings, better intersection designs, we can see a significant improvement in roadway safety. And it's absolutely critical that people living in rural communities have the comfort of knowing that they're driving and their loved ones are driving on roadways that are safe as they possibly can be.